Well, today is April the 14th. Is this an extremely important day to anyone in this room? I want to talk about my birthday this morning. I have enjoyed this day now for some 61 years. And the first 25 years of it, I enjoyed it with my mother and my father. And for the last 36 years, I've enjoyed it with my wife. And my family has joined in one at a time. And it includes Alan and Mandy and Philip. And we're so glad that they're all here with me this morning. And like I say, this is a very special day for me. But you know, I did a little research on the date. April 14 is a pretty important date in history throughout the world. For example, Julius Caesar was assassinated on April the 14th in the year 43 B.C. Now, we all know about Julius Caesar and the play that was written by Shakespeare about him. The first telescope was used on this date in the year 1611. We all know about telescopes. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on this day in 1865. The first showing of the motion picture, Thomas Edison's motion picture machine, was on this date in 1894. The first radio broadcast of a Major League Baseball game took place on April 14, 1925. It was the Chicago Cubs, and I think it was the Cincinnati Reds. The Dust Bowl sandstorm that we heard and learned about in history took place on this date in 1935. A lot of history on this date. But you know, every year since I've been old enough to remember, I always think about one historical event that took place on April the 14th. It took place 107 years ago. About 11:40 in the evening, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, when the luxury liner Titanic struck an iceberg, and in 2 hours and 50 minutes later, it was at the bottom of the ocean. I would like for us to reflect very briefly on this event that took place. And I have other sermons on the Titanic and on this event. You may have heard them and remember them, I don't know. But you know, sometimes we can learn our greatest lessons from tragedies that take place in life. So I think that there are many lessons that we can learn from this particular event that took place 107 years ago. The year 2012 was a period of great optimism. Everything was bigger and better. Everything was new. People could do things in a better way. Science and the industry, the wheels were turning. Technology was becoming a god to most people. They were solving every problem in life. Bad things didn't happen anymore because they had the ability to overcome them. Even the sinking of a ship. The world had never before been so prosperous. People had never before been so prosperous. And people took great delight in showing off and letting people know how good they were. Mark Twain referred to this period as the Gilded Age, a time when people were wealthy and when they were privileged in life. The ship, the Titanic, was by far man's greatest achievement. It was considered to be a floating palace. No expense was spared for luxury and comfort on this liner. She was so well constructed that she was considered to be virtually unsinkable. With 16 watertight compartments, she could stay afloat with 25% of her ship flooded. The statement was made that even God Himself could not sink the Titanic. However, we know that at 11:40 on April the 14th, 1912, this great ship struck an iceberg. 300 feet of rivets popped loose from her hull. 70 feet of the hub of her bottom was ripped away when it passed by the iceberg. There was no possible way that this ship could live. It went down with 2,223 people, of which only 705 survived. We can learn a lot from this night to remember as it is referred to. I want to mention briefly three. First of all, we need to put our trust in God and not in man. When the people boarded the Titanic, their faith and their trust was put in this massive ship. They put in the captain, which was the greatest officer in the White Star Line. And they put their trust in their own selves, in their own riches. The Titanic was unsinkable. Calculations for disaster was astronomical because so many safety features had been placed on the ship. Captain Smith was the top-ranking officer of the White Star Line. So he was going to do the right thing in case something went wrong. And then the people on board, for the most part, were wealthy. They could buy anything in life except for that one night. Instead of trusting in the Titanic or in the captain or their money, on this occasion, they should have trusted in God. You know, when people have riches and they trust in their riches, they begin to believe that they don't need anything, that they don't need anyone. And a lot of times, they begin to think that they don't even need God. They believe in themselves. They believe that they are the master of their own destiny and the captain of their own fate. And no one can bring them down. But it's really important that we realize that we can't trust in our riches, even though we have riches. You know, the love of money is the sin. Not having it, but trusting in it to put us through life when we need to trust in God. The story is told that when the ship was sinking, that one man went over to the edge, opened up his wallet, and dropped all of his money into the ocean, because he realized how worthless it was on this trip. It's also interesting to note that when word spread about the hitting the iceberg, the order was given for the band to play uplifting music to take the people's mind off of the event that was taking place. But when reality sets in and they know that death is sure, the order was given for the band to play religious music. Music that made them think of God. Music to help prepare them for what was inevitable in life. You know, if our lives and our trust is not anchored in God, then we will sink, just like this ship did. The second thing I want us to know is that we can learn that we need to serve others in life. I want you to imagine for just a minute that you are one of the crew members on this ship. You have been given the task to see to the needs of the passengers. You are the one that is going to have to load the lifeboats. You're the one to tell the men you can't get on the lifeboat. It's women and children only. You are the one to see to it that they are taken care of. You're the one to load it and lower it into the water. And you realize you yourself cannot get on. Death is waiting on you. But yet you have to see to it that other people are saved. Just imagine that thought as you're helping other people, knowing that there's nothing that you can do for yourself. And words like service and duty is being echoed into your mind because this is your responsibility. You know, there were many acts of heroism that night, people sacrificing so that others might live. You know, Christianity is also a life of service. You and I sit here today with a responsibility for other people. We have been saved to serve. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 9, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." His Son came to this earth and gave us the ultimate example of this. Matthew 20 verse 23. 8 says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many." So we look at this occasion and learn there is true value in serving others. The last thing I want to mention is that we need to take heed of the warnings and prepare to meet our God. April 10 to April 14, the Titanic received multiple warnings about ice in the water. On the 14th alone, they received seven distinctive, separate messages warning them of icebergs and ice ahead. The very last message that they received was about a half an hour before the collision. And it said, "We are stopped, surrounded by icebergs." The response of the Titanic operator was, "Shut up, shut up. I am busy." And never gave the message to the captain. You know, many people today laugh about religion. Many people today are laughing at you and I because we are here and we're worshiping our God and we will leave today to serve our God. Many people have the attitude that religion is for the apathetic. Religion is for the old women and the little children. That anyone who is important in life don't need it in their lives. They don't need God. But you know, the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1, "Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away." The point is, we're not going to escape life. There is not a one of us that is going to escape the end of our lives. One day, these unconcerned people are going to wish that they had heeded the warnings about their lives and that they had corrected their lives and gotten close to God. The spiritual message today from the story of the Titanic is, heed the warnings. These 2,000 plus people got on that ship on April the 10th. Not a one of them thought about death. They never gave any thought to the fact that none of them would see land again and see the sunrise with their family again. Unexpected things happen. And unexpected things happen to you and me as well. And a lot of people develop an attitude, well, all of these things, they just happen to other people. They don't happen to me. 40 years ago, when I turned 21 and I thought I was the king of the world, and never once did I give any thought to being a senior citizen. And here I stand one today. And every one of you are probably to relate the very same thing. I've had people come up to me and despise their birthday because they're getting older. And then when they get old, they are so thankful for the next one that comes. But you know, things happen to all of us. Those 705 survivors, guess how many of them are alive today? Not a one. The last Titanic survivor passed away in May of 2009. He was 102. 103. You know, tragedy may not come to all of us, but death will. And we need to be prepared to meet God. This was Amos' message to us in Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. And it simply stated, "Prepare to meet thy God." We have a song in our book we sing occasionally, "Prepare to meet thy God." You know, we can learn a lot from tragedies of life. We can learn a lot from the Titanic. Trust in God, not in man. Serve the needs of others. And take heed to God's warning. And be prepared to meet Him in eternity. This morning, if you are not a Christian, you need to obey God today. You don't need to put it off. You can give your life to Him through faith, repentance of sin, confession of Christ as His Son, and being baptized into Christ. You can leave here today a child of God. And if you are a Christian today and your life is not what it should be, you too are unprepared. At one time you made that preparation And you may have lived it for a long time. But it may be that there is something that now stands between you and eternity. Correct that today and make your life right. Today, if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, please come while we stand and sing.